Hello and welcome to Spill the Chai, a podcast by three multifaceted women or multifaceted folk. I'm one of your hosts, Rabia Loma.
I'm another one. I'm Lucy Newcraft.
And I'm your third, by no means last, Ritha Saleri Johnson.
Yay! So we're starting a podcast together. Spill the Chai is, for me, not only a natter with two dear friends of mine, slash cousin, but also a chance for us to, I mean, literally spill the tea on topical issues, stuff that we're into, stuff that makes us laugh, stuff that makes us cry, and really, for me, showing more than one side to what it means to being, I guess, for me, a brown woman in the world. And my favourite tea, if I'm going to have to do favourite tea, I think it would have to be like a standard Assam type blend, no sugar, and a couple drops of milk. I like it dark, but not too dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, you go.
What does it mean for me? It means it's basically just an excuse to hang out with people I like. And then just chat. No better reason. And also, it's really nice to have a platform to talk about things that aren't just one niche.
Yes.
I'm so bored of feeling like we have to be one thing.
Yeah.
Because nobody's just one thing.
No.
We're loads of things. We've got loads of things that we want to say. Like, sometimes we want to talk about really serious stuff, and sometimes we just want to talk about really silly stuff. And my favourite type of tea, I'm the same as you, Rabia. I like a strong cup of tea. I'm not a massive tea drinker anymore, but if I'm going to have a cup of tea, I will have Yorkshire tea.
Yes.
Strong, no sugar. Or a really sugary, delicious masala chai is also my favourite. I love it. But it has to be searing hot. Can't have a lukewarm cup of tea.
Garam, garam. As we say, it can't be like, if you want something hot, you have to say garam, garam.
Is that Urdu?
Yeah. You have to say it twice. And then if you want it, like if you want water cold, you say tanda, tanda. Which is cold, cold.
So you just sort of emphasize it that you want something extra cold.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Extra cold, extra hot. Garam, garam. Tanda, tanda.
Then what's sardi?
Is like to feel cold.
To feel cold.
Tanda is cold.
Go on, Ritha.
So spill the chai for me means, yeah, just emptying out a lot of the shit that swims around in my head. Like, my head is so full of like little bits of like thought, like, you know, thoughts of like things that I see constantly, and then you don't have anywhere to put that. Like, I don't have the time to do as many Instagram posts as I have like thoughts in my head. Like, I can't work at that sort of pace. So this is going to be a space to sort of, you know, like a pensieve.
Yes.
This is going to be my pensieve of things from Harry Potter. So it's like it's a dish that and it's called a pensieve, and basically you use your wand to take out a thought or a memory, and then you put it into the pensieve, and then yeah, you can like dive in and really like, it'd be great for like when you've had an argument with your partner,
and you want to re-record it and say, "See, this is what you said. Yeah. I was right. You were wrong."
Or although that's really Black Mirror. There's a whole episode sort of really similar to that. Yeah. But it would be really good for when you lose things. Anyway, my favorite type of tea. My favorite chai is, I love like proper masala chai, like you just call it chai, I guess.
Yeah,
like really, but I can't have that often because I can't sleep then. It would be like taking drugs. It's so strong because they simmer it like all day, like it's so much caffeine, it's very potent. That's why you need it more milky. You do have a smaller, but in Pakistan, you get like a whole freaking bowl.
Alex, my husband, his favourite tea is Kashmiri tea.
Yeah.
Which is why he loves going to a Desi wedding, because he'll like wait till the end. He'll be there till the end when they start serving up the pink tea.
Yeah.
And he'll be drinking it. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. Yeah, it's pink. Yeah. I've got some. I might make some for you afterwards.
Yeah, let's do it. We got it. Hasn't. Why aren't we drinking tea right now?
We're sat on my sofa. Sofas, plural, and we're sat around a coffee table with glasses of water, which is a bit deep.
But wearing really thick, warm clothes as well. So we're wearing hats and cardigans and drinking cold water.
It's just not the vibe. We need to switch it up. Right, for the first proper episode, and not this intro episode, we will have tea.
We will have tea.
For the next one, I will bring tea.
We're going to bring the chai. But other than that, my favourite tea would be Yorkshire. Dark, not brewed too long because then it gets bitter,
yeah,
and no sugar, a tiny bit of cow's milk is my preferred for normal tea. A normal cuppa, and then sometimes when I'm feeling a bit fancy, Earl Grey. I love Earl Grey.
My mum and dad, the way that they have their tea, and they've had this since I was old enough to start making tea for them, is in a teapot, a bag of Yorkshire tea, mm-hmm, with a pinch, like a generous pinch, I'm trying to think, like a 50 pence piece pinch, mm-hmm, of loose Earl Grey.
I can imagine that's amazing, actually.
And that's how, everybody had their cups of teas like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I, you know, went off into the world and realised that people just have like Tetley tea.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh no, you love Tetleys, don't you?
I quite like Tetley.
I just did like the spit noise, like, oh.
Also, they don't have glue on
their... They don't have glue in their tea bags.
Tea bags anymore, I believe.
It's PG Tips that don't have it anymore.
Is it PG Tips? Oh, shit. Tea with, like,
you know, a pinch of Earl Grey, so you've got that hint of bergamot, you know, like, through your normal Yorkshire tea. And that it actually is delightful.
Yeah, that. I mean, I can imagine it.
And that's how exactly. They have their tea. And they have that like three times a day. And when I lived at home, it was my job to always make the tea because I was the eldest child and, you know, you have to respect your elders. Yeah. And so I guess, really, just thinking about what people can expect, I think, for me, they can expect sort of our points of views on things that are topical, as well as just stuff that we're really enjoying, showing different sides to us, and yeah, that's kind of like where my head's at. I think we've all got something to say.
Yeah, I think that it'll be a sliding scale of ridiculous to like quite serious, heavy subjects and everything in between, I guess.
When this is released, if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or wherever, and you're not one of us, it'd be really cool to have feedback, because community building is super important, I think, to all of us.
Yeah,
really. And giving voices to other people.
Definitely. I love folk who are like us or identify in some way to feel seen and feel heard, and for those that maybe don't identify, to just enjoy, you know, just enjoy the breadth and depth of conversation that takes place
and the
here.
Humanity of it. Absolutely. You know, just like the everyday conversations that we have between us, as like specifically the three of us as mixed race women.
Definitely the topic of our first episode. What do you think? Yeah. Amazing. So stay tuned, folks, and we'll see you for our first proper episode 2, Fill the Chai.
Yay! Cheers!